It feels so good to finally be here with you all. Thank you for giving me such a kind welcome between homemade food from the care team and your colorful post-it note welcomes. I feel more at home than I thought I could in my first week. And I am so looking forward to getting to know you. There's a great Jewish folk tale called Rachel the Clever. Rachel is the daughter of a humble innkeeper. And one day she hears that the not-so-humble king has just declared that he is looking to get married, but he will only marry someone as clever as he is. Rachel finds this intriguing and decides to see what this king is like. The king is doubtful that this innkeeper's daughter could possibly be as smart as he is. But he's curious, so he gives Rachel a set of instructions. The king says, among other things, that Rachel must come to the palace, neither walking nor riding, and bring a gift that is not a gift. Rachel doesn't even lose sleep over this riddle. She arrives neither riding nor walking, sitting atop a goat so that her feet can drag along the ground while the goat carries her forward. She brings a gift that is not a gift, presenting the king with two beautiful doves that fly away as soon as they are given. The king is amazed, and Rachel becomes a wise and beloved queen. In this tale, much like life, the ultimate form of wisdom is knowing how to navigate the in-between, the neither here nor there liminal space. For Rachel, the in-between wasn't something to be feared so much as an invitation to creativity and ingenuity. I find in my own life that journeying between experiences has an intensity to it. There are moments of feeling disoriented and unsettled. There are moments of feeling exhilaration from breathing new and different air and sensing that anything is possible. For all intents and purposes, it was still winter when I left New York a few weeks ago. There were no leaves on the trees, no flowers popping up from underground. But as I drove south, it was like driving between seasons. Every hour, there were more leaves on the trees, there was more color in the landscape, more warmth. And I felt keenly aware that I was leaving a place I had adjusted to, a place I understood, a place of routine and familiarity. And here I was, making my way toward a place I had only been a handful of times, a place of invitation, a place of possibility, a place not yet routine or familiar. I remember feeling a firm, clear, and electric pull toward you all when I read the invitation to apply to the second minister position. Here was a congregation that seemed interested in taking risks and leaving the comfort zone in search of transformation. A congregation leaving the familiar to embark on a journey into unknown territory in pursuit of an ambitious vision. And I knew I wanted to be part of that work. As Richard Rohr says, it is when we are betwixt and between, have left one room but not yet entered the next room. It is that graced time when we are not certain or in control. And if we can stay in this liminal space long enough, we learn something essential and genuinely new. On paper, your accomplishments and ambition as a congregation felt intimidating. At the same time, even from afar, I sense that there was warmth and playfulness here as well. I was at once excited and terrified that you were looking for someone of my generation, because I'm a new parent, I'm sleep deprived. Some days I feel like a new adult. And in my ministry, I live every day in the space between beginning and experience. So much of my skill set, my preaching style, how I lead, is still being forged. Yet I have already known highs and lows in ministry, and feel my commitment and love of this work has been deepened by both. I'm aware that some days walking between beginning and experience as a minister will feel like an asset, and some days it will be disorienting. But I promise that my heart and my mind will stay open, and I will work hard to contribute to the ambitious journey you and now we are on. As we begin our time together, I also want to share with you a little bit about feeling betwixt and between in my personal life. I have spent the past year navigating the space between a very sharp grief and a very bright joy. When I was 4 months pregnant, my dad died in a plane crash. The intensity of experiencing new death and new life all at once is still shaping me. When Ethan was born, my husband Steve and I cried and cried. And that first night, I held Ethan on my chest and held him there the whole night while he slept, even though the nurse kept coming in and saying, "This really isn't safe. He should be in the bassinet." I know this world to be one where I can watch this adorable, tiny human smile and laugh for the first time, hug me around the neck when I pick him up, burble and scream with delight every time he puts something new in his mouth. And I know this to be a world where my dad died much too soon, much before I ever could have felt ready. Each of you has your own stories of grief and joy. We know that life isn't tidy. There are bursts of pure delight and despair, but we spend most of our time navigating the disorganized emotional landscape of everything in between and beyond. There are so many reasons that we need community, that we need one another, but this is certainly one of them. The unknown and in between are best explored together. Some moments feel exhilarating, drinking in new adventures along the way and feeling rejuvenated by the unexpected. in some moments feel like stumbling through wilderness with sore feet, wanting only to reach a safe resting place. By beginning this ministry with you, I am saying that I want to walk with you in times of certainty and times of searching, in times of hope and disappointment, times of reflection and action, and all the times in between. I come to you intensely aware of the gift and the challenge that is liminal space. But as I said, I find myself in good company. This week, I have read and reread the words of our congregational vision. I am beginning to understand your faithful, loving, and fierce ambition more deeply. And I have reminded myself that I am joining a community that has just begun to step into a new unknown. The work of a 25-year vision to transform not only ourselves, but to build relationships beyond these walls that transform the day-to-day of Charlotte. It feels oddly inviting to join a congregation already stepping out of individual and communal comfort zones in search of the transformational. It feels strangely welcoming, like we are kindred spirits from the outset, joining forces to explore what is between the known and the not yet imagined. In Pilgrim at Tinker Creek, Annie Dillard weighs the merits of living life only within the boundaries of the familiar, but decides against it, saying, "The world is wilder than that in all directions, more dangerous and bitter, more extravagant and bright. Simply to step aside from the gaps where the creeks and winds pour down won't do. Instead, climb up into the gaps and unlock a universe." I am ready to set up camp here with you in the in-between, ready to honor with you the holy and difficult experience of liminal spaces. There is a long journey ahead. There's exhaustion waiting, and there's exhilaration. Renewal and transformation beckoning. I am grateful for this opportunity. I'm ready for adventure. I'm in. Blessed be. Amen.